Hi, you are on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sean calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
And what do you do there?
I'm a clinical tech, so I run the test that physicians will order to diagnose your weird illness.
Oh, really? So when they say, we don't know what's wrong with this person, and you get like a tissue sample or something that you have to test?
Yeah. It's usually poop or blood.
You know. All right, it's usually poop or blood.
Nice.
The good stuff, you know.
Yeah. I hate to ask this, which do you prefer?
Blood is a lot easier to work with.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Sean, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
I'm surprised that canned foods not died sooner. As millennial, I'm blamed as the ruiner. With no tools to crack open, they're fools to keep open. But for now, I won't buy this canned...
Tuna.
Yes, tuna! Millennials, those poor people, are being blamed for killing yet another thing, this time canned tuna. The reason may surprise you. They're not buying it. They don't have anything against tuna. They just, most of them don't have a can opener. I mean, they just can't do it. It's not that they don't know how to do it. On the other hand, how many times have you seen a confused 30-year-old holding a can and helplessly trying to swipe right across the top? I don't know. It's not opening. Maybe it doesn't like me. Big
is
tuna.
Really, is that really true that millennials can't use can openers?
No, they just don't have them. Because if you think about it, when I, as an old person, was growing up, a lot of things came in cans.
Right.
Very few things do these days.
Yeah, now they come phones in jars. Used to come in cans, and now they're just everyone's got them in their pockets.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, here is your next limerick.
While this sale of a car you're initialing, taste my broth where I'm leaving the fish shell in. I am selling used cars as I'm earning 3 stars in that fancy French food guide called...
Michelin.
Yes! Food critics were amazed this week when a used car shop in Japan showed up on a Michelin list. The owner makes gourmet ramen and serves it in his waiting room, allowing buyers to get that new pork smell they're everybody looking for in a car.
That's amazing. And that's a lot better than somebody who has a restaurant. I was like, oh, you must sell cars out of this place.
Yeah, I know. The ramen, by the way, really is terrific, but as soon as you take the first sip, remember, the ramen loses a third of its value. All right, here is your last limerick.
I am keeping the lights in the aisle lit. My announcements are silky and violet. The cockpit's amusing, the altitude's cruising. You've just been swiped right by the...
Oh.
A pilot?
Yes, the pilot!
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
John.
A man on an airplane flight got a message from a guy on his dating app. He's like, oh, who's this? The guy's location was marked as 90 feet away. His profile picture featured him in a pilot's uniform. And the message he got in the dating app was, I see you're on my flight. Enjoy the ride to Chicago. The man in his seat using the in-flight Wi-Fi, it's like he responded with some, you know, standard meeting online chat. Like, tell me about yourself. Like, for starters, why aren't you flying the plane?
Really? Yeah. But that could have been a really sexy conversation. It could be like, you know, why don't you come up front, try my hat, I'll show you my cockpit.
I so don't find pilots compelling in that way. We're going to circle for a little while.
I think you're missing it.
Thank you so much for choosing us, and we're going to circle. Oh, we're early. Look, and there's no ground crew. We're going to sit on the tarmac for a while. It's not sexy.
Although you just reminded me how much better it is that they have these digital flat things, as you like to say, up in the cockpit, because back in the old day, they'd hit on guys with a PA, you know.
I really like subway drivers who are like, can you come up here? 96 degrees a second next time. We're going to... That guy in the brown sweater.
No, see, that's a turn-on.
Yeah, you like that? Bill, how did Sean do on our quiz?
He didn't even need the help. He got all three right.
Congratulations, Sean. Thank
you. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.